Salem High girls basketball coach John Fortunato is joining us. And John, what's the preview outlook for Salem girls this year?
Well, it's going to be a whole new look for us moving from the NEC large to the NEC small. So it's going to be interesting because the schools that we'll now see twice, we basically were only worrying about them one time. So we've got a lot of catching up on the coaching part, catching up scout-wise and getting on top of things. But I'm looking forward to the season and the challenges it'll bring.
Now, I noticed here that you have your setup here, your scouting setup here. So you've got the iPhone here, and you got a thing to hold it on your clipboard here. I mean, oh my gosh, what you're integrating the pencil and pen with the digital.
Just trying to keep up, as I mentioned to you before the interview. Just trying to teach an old dog new tricks. You know, just trying to stay with the times.
John, who are the key people that you're going to be depending on or counting on at Salem this year?
Well, I'd say my two senior captains, Brianna Rodriguez and Nicole Sadaway, will be really the two players that will lead this team. They've been great work with the younger players, and you know, we're just going to have to see how the team blends and plays together.
And then if you went a little deeper than those first two, who else would you be getting in the playing rotation?
Well, Emily Fabry is a sophomore guard who started for us last year as a freshman, and she's made some tremendous strides, and we're real happy with her. And beyond that, we have some girls that swung a little bit on the JV program last year, and so there's still, you know, we're definitely going to be a program in flux, and we hope that, you know, with every practice and with every game, that we just continue to get better.
I've asked this question of the coaches today, Coach, but if you were a scout and looking at Salem girls, what would be a strength of your team and what would be an area that you would, you know, would be a weakness, so to speak?
Well, I would hope that the strength of our team is going to be the way that we play for 32 minutes and that we play hard and we play upbeat and we have that, you know, never quit attitude. And I would say that probably the glaring weakness will be what teams notice as soon as we step on the court, and that is that we are little undersized. The other player that I definitely wanted to mention that is going to be a real, I think will be a nice, has stepped up her game tremendously again, is a girl who for the most part last year came off the bench for us, Chanel Kamar, who is a very versatile, again, as I said, we're undersized, but she'll be my tallest player, and she's really that kind of versatile athlete that can kind of go point to post. I mean, she's just a tremendous talent.
You know, size is always an issue in Salem, isn't it, John? For the boys and the girls. I mean, you guys, you don't have those 7-footers in Salem.
No, but you know, we were blessed last year. We had the 4 years with Jackie up front, Jackie and Rachel, and they gave us some size. And you know, and this year they're not there. And so I said to the girls, it's a whole different team and a new style. So we were kind of embracing that challenge and looking forward to seeing how we do.
All right, John, good catching up with you, and best of luck this season.
Thank you very much.
Salem High girls basketball coach John Fortunato on MSONewsSports.com.